Well, hi. This is a recording to respond to a question from someone. Well, he wouldn't mind if I use his name, Aja, who posted a question about his own struggle with how to use visualization when his natural tendency is to see words rather than to think in pictures. He thinks in the symbology of words. The first time I heard this, I thought the person may have been slightly brain damaged, but yeah, even though it was true, it's true for all of us. We're all slightly brain damaged. So I don't mean to pick on anybody who has challenges in visualization. I just found over the years there's two types of damage. One type of damage to the jewels is a fragmentation of the jewel's mind that goes into analytical kind of pieces, and they get so spacey and conceptual that it's harder for them to use their mind until almost their mind vanishes into spaciness. The other one is the flower function, who breaks off into little bubbles, but the flower is also an auditory intake, and hence they use sound. And when it's fragmented, I've seen flowers do that same thing using their fragmentations in words because they're related to an auditory intake, whereas jewels, they use their visual intake to see things. So visualization is usually easier in the beginning for a jewel. But I think flowers have the advantage, I think they do, because they have their natural existing feeling capacity. All they have to do is learn how to be able to integrate the fragments. Fragments on both sides of us, fragments on the mother's side, fragments on the father's side. This is what a lot of this work is about how to acknowledge the individual fragments, these fragments, put there by the family tree, put there in childhood, put there by our parents, put there by us, and they remain separated. So the visualization process is designed to begin the very first increment of how to be able to connect them. Now, I've been through lots of different tools and techniques, so the ones I'm giving you are the ones that have worked the best for me. I'm not saying there aren't other ones that work better, but I'm trying to find the ones that work consistently that anybody can use. So I'm suggesting that the sense that's closest to the body is actually the sense of touch. Sight, sound, obviously, they're right up here, they're right at a level five function. Ears, slightly more toward the nose, so heart, feeling function, eyes a little higher than. Okay, you can say taste and smell, but taste and smell are very specific to the nose, obviously, and also the mouth for taste. But the sense of touch actually is omnipresent, meaning that the sense of touch you're thinking about is the sense of touch in the hands. Well, every single square centimeter of the skin all over the whole body has the nerve endings capable of having a sense of touch. So the entire skin function is a touching mechanism. It's designed to embody. So the permeability of the skin is really the permeability of the capacity to touch. Now, this proximity to the physical body is important because that proximity is the proximity of the very first phase of connecting our feeling mechanism into an extension that we're calling empathy. Okay, so empathy is the ability to feel the body and feelings of somebody else, and I'm suggesting it can go inside the body and then learn how to go inside the body with a sense of touch. Now, I used to use this and other images that you've seen before. This happens to be a single vertebrae of the spine. And I use actual pictures to help me visualize. So I would put my attention into a single area. I preferred this one the most, not this vacant area. I went inside this one and I did dozens of different ways, top down, bottom up, left, right. And anyway, I experimented. The one that worked consistently was to go to the right in this image, go to the right and kind of do a turn. What I mean by turning was put my body, a little miniature me, inside of it, then touch the entire area with my skin. Touch the entire area with your entire skin. Touch with the back of your neck. That's an especially good one. Now, the same thing is true when we come back to the systems of the organs. You can go to the heart and you can see the picture of the heart, get a physical picture. We're using the organs. So use the ones that we're suggesting for now. We're suggesting the heart and or the month that we're on so that you put yourself in and you touch it. Now I use lots of different other sensations for touch to give me the widest range. For example, I use, this happens to be one of my personal favorite. All it is, by the way, if you can see the picture, it's just amber. If I can get up the, that's just amber. All it is a piece of amber. I like amber because amber, if you will, is the blood of the tree sap that became a mineral. And so I like to, I like using different forms of imagery, knowing the history of what amber is versus I have one of my favorite little crystal balls from Brazil that has a little, I use it for a tactile sense. I use this one particular one from a tree, which was a black walnut tree, hundreds of years old. Just really a precious tree. I have other ones. I use an emerald at times, a little rough emerald. So I'm saying use different textural sensations to help you feel the inside or the textural function. And then imagine. Imagine what? Imagine you, a little body of you, moving inside of that place. Now, I've used different kinds of music, fast guitar music on some of them, violin music on the others, drums on some of them, very, very soft whisper sounds on some. I've used music to help to combine my sensory experience of touch inside that specific organ or gland. So you might ask, now, why are we going inside all of these organs and glands? Well, all of these have sensing functions. The bladder has obviously a sensing function. All of these have different types of sensing. They sense the communication of the pituitary signaling hormonally. They receive and transmit many of them. Obviously, they are sensing mechanisms. It's obvious the eyes and the ears and all those are, all of these other ones are capable of being expanded into these sensing functions. Now, this is an experiment. Increase your capacity to feel the shape and textures of each one of these organs. Now, if your way of feeling that is genuinely kinesthetic, which, by the way, it is for everyone at some degree, use the sense of touch. But I'm saying not just with your fingertips, use your whole skin. Now, the other thing to remember that's very, very useful is you can make it a person. Like I know, Aja, you have a grandson, at least one that I know of. He's very dear to your heart and he's precious and there's a sense of tenderness. Use that sense of tenderness that you remember from being near him or holding him, then use that same sense of tenderness to go inside your liver. Feel touch with tenderness, using the memory of a touch. But you can also use the memory of your mother's mother on the two-girl month. You can imagine yourself as a little child going up to your grandmother and hugging her and giving her a heartfelt gratitude for being part of my life. And thank you for the parts that you contributed. Later on, we have to filter out which parts are hers, which parts are really yours. We have to learn the element of discernment, and that's not yet quite the discernment time. Learn to empathize. Learn to sense with your touch. Learn to imagine movement. Sometimes it's like I gave you the one relative to the lake, but no, how about if I gave you this one? I mean, this just happens to be, can you look at that and feel that lightning coming down to the water and feel that, and then take that feeling if you want and go inside a gland or an organ or a body system, because what we're doing is taking our time to go inside and feel. Now, I'm not suggesting you need to take this image. For now, this is probably a little bit too strong. I wouldn't recommend it because we're really learning how to start with a touch of tenderness. That's why the small child, that's why the innocence, the peace, the allowing, but it's all about touching. Because the goal eventually is to keep washing the interior of our sensitivity with appreciation and gratitude. And gradually we touch all of the elements of the mother's family, which takes 6 months. If you're starting in the autumn, you go through 6 months of mother's family and then 6 months of father's family, and you've done 1 year. That's not an easy year, by the way, but because you're now connecting things that are not connected. And even your efforts of connecting them aren't yet complete. The second year would give you more of an emotional content of connecting the interior of your body, primary instrument, kinesthetic, touch, visualization through touch. Extend your feelings through the textural composite of what it would feel like if your whole body was like that. So whatever it is you're trying to feel, whatever gland, organ, body system, is we're trying to put together a list. You see a visual list. We've gone there enough times, and we'll give you that list if you want. We can post it on the Red Facebook, and it's a chart for you. Or you can go find your – this is not one of the best ones, by the way. I find out that there's several organs missing in here, and I'm not so happy about that. They're missing the appendix. And they're missing the spleen, and on and on. And it's like, wait a second, how come you're taking some of the sensing organisms? Embody this place with feeling. First feeling, sweet, soft peace. Second feeling, the capacity to change. Third feeling, asking for guidance. Fourth feeling, humility, tenderness. Fifth feeling, aware, discernment, truth. Sixth feeling, authenticity. All of those are from the mother's side of the family. You won't be done with them. However you might feel you are connected to them already, you're not done. We'll keep fluidly, dynamically building this, come back to it and relate to connecting it on a biochemical, physical level. They're designed to be individual. Later, on higher levels, they're simultaneously activated. But that's a more like a synesthesia than a normal sensory experience, but that's another talk, a different time. So Aja, I hope this helps. Hang in there, buddy. It's been a long time. Thanks for a great question. Have a good one.